You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
I'm so excited because the first book by Darkness Prevails and Carmen Carrion is available for pre-order right now. It's the Freaky Folklore Compendium, filled with the history and lore of the most terrifying folklore monsters across the globe, alongside some cool but creepy illustrations. Releases July 16th. Pre-order now at eeriecast.com/freak or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookstore.
Imagine yourself stranded on a desolate island, a mere 7 acres of barren land surrounded by endless, unforgiving waters. Here, survival hangs in the balance, a precarious dance between life and death. The odds are stacked against you, for few who set foot on this forsaken isle ever survive. Isolated from the world, you're left to ponder your fate, knowing that escape is but a distant dream. The air is heavy with the weight of uncertainty. The only thing that seems to be certain is death. Welcome to Destination Terror, your passport to the scariest places in the world. From haunted hotels to locations of unexplained creature sightings. And now, places that we only visit in our imagination. We will travel to places that will provide excitement, adventure, and horror. Today we're visiting the most haunted place in Venice, Italy, Paveglia Island, a location that consists of only 7 miles of land, but has been the location of well over 100,000 deaths. So if you're into travel and all things scary, listen close, and you might just discover your next exciting adventure destination. But hopefully, not your final destination. Destination Terror is an EerieCast original podcast hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. If you would like to send us a suggestion or submit a story with your own experience, you can email them to carmencarrion@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter @carmencarrion. If you enjoy the show, please follow and rate Destination Terror on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help us grow. Also, check out eeriecast.com for more scary podcasts, such as Freaky Folklore, the podcast where together we explore horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of monsters both ancient and modern. They moan and scream as they crawl from the ground, their rotted flesh clinging to their bones. Most of their eyes had been eaten by worms centuries ago, to be left with only hollow sockets. But he can smell their decay, and taste the dust of their burned, disintegrated flesh. He can feel their bony fingers dig into his flesh, as they try to pull him down into the rotted soil, to join them in their eternal torment. The air is thick with the stench of death, suffocating him as he struggles to break free from their grasp. Their unearthly wails pierce the silence of the night, echoing through the desolate landscape. Each step he takes feels like a battle against the forces of darkness, every breath a reminder of the souls trapped in this accursed place. He can smell their malevolent presence closing in around him, their spectral forms looming in the shadows, their empty eye sockets bore into his soul, filling him with fear that threatens to consume him whole. Desperate and alone, he escapes to fight the clutches of the undead, praying for salvation that may never come, as he struggles to fend off the relentless onslaught of the damned. He realizes that he's not alone. Others have ventured to this forsaken island, drawn by the promise of adventure or the allure of the supernatural. But now they too are trapped in this nightmare, their screams joining the chorus of the damned. Asher woke with a start, his heart pounding in his chest, as if it were trying to escape the confines of his ribcage. Beads of cold sweat dotted his forehead, and his breath came in ragged gasps. For a moment, he lay there in the darkness, disoriented and trembling, trying to make sense of the nightmare that had jolted him awake. As his eyes adjusted to the dim light filtering through the curtains, Asher's surroundings gradually came into focus. He was in his room, the familiar furniture bathed in the soft glow of the moonlight, but the sense of unease lingered, clinging to him like a shroud. With trembling hands, Asher reached for his phone, the digital display casting an eerie blue light across his face. He checked the time, 3:33 a.m. He shivered involuntarily, goosebumps prickling his clammy flesh as he recalled the haunting dream that had roused him from his sleep. In the dream, he had found himself on a desolate island, surrounded by decaying ruins and the anguished cries of the dead. The air had been thick with the stench of decay, and the ground beneath his feet had felt like quicksand, pulling him down into the depths of despair. But it was the figures that had haunted him the most, shadows with hollow eyes and outstretched hands, reaching for him with an insatiable hunger. Their whispers had echoed in his mind, promising eternal torment and suffering. Shaking off the remnants of the nightmare, Asher forced himself to focus on the present. He took a deep breath, willing his racing heart to slow its frantic pace. It had only been a dream, he reminded himself, a trick of his subconscious mind. As Asher struggles to shake off the lingering unease from his nightmare, he decides to distract himself by getting out of bed. With trembling legs, he stands and makes his way to the window, drawing back the curtains to peer out into the pre-dawn darkness. The world outside is cloaked in shadow, the only sound the distant cry of a lone seagull. But as Asher gazes out at the tranquil scene, a flicker of movement catches his eye, a shadowy figure lurking at the edge of the woods that border his property. His heart lurches in his chest as he watches the figure, feeling a sense of fear drawing at his insides. Who could be out there at this hour, lurking in the darkness? His mind races with possibilities. Could it be a trespasser, a prowler, or something even more sinister? Determined to confront whatever or whoever lurks in the shadows, Asher grabs his phone that he had laid on the bedside table and turns on the torch, and cautiously makes his way downstairs. Each creak of the floorboard makes him shiver, but he pushes forward, stepping out into the cold night air. Asher shines his light into the darkness, illuminating the area where he had seen the figure. But to his surprise, there's nothing there, just the rustle of leaves in the wind, and the distant sound of waves crashing against the shore. Back inside the safety of his home, Asher tries to shake off the lingering sense of unease that grips him like a vice. He paces back and forth in the dimly lit living room, his mind racing with questions and doubts. Was the figure he saw merely a trick of the light, or was it something more menacing? And what about the nightmare that had woke him in the first place? Was there a connection between the two? Unable to find any answers, Asher retreats to his bedroom, hoping that sleep will bring clarity and peace of mind. But as he lies in bed, the events of the night replaying in his mind like a broken record, he knows that sleep will not come easily. Hours pass in fitful restlessness, each passing minute stretching into an eternity of uncertainty. And then, just as the first light of dawn begins to filter through the curtains, Asher's exhaustion finally overtakes him, pulling him into a dreamless slumber. When he wakes, the events of the previous night feel like a distant memory, a shadowy echo of a nightmare that has long since passed. As Asher finished getting ready for work, his phone rang, breaking the morning silence. He glanced at the caller ID and saw that it was Kara. A surge of anticipation coursed through him, quickening his pulse as he pondered the reason for her call. Kara, the fearless reporter he had forged a professional bond with. Her name alone evoked a myriad of memories. Late-night shoots, adrenaline-fueled adventures, and moments of shared triumph. Theirs was a partnership built on mutual respect and camaraderie, each complementing the other's strengths to deliver captivating stories to their audience. With a subtle smile playing at his lips, Asher accepted the call, eager to hear Kara's voice and discover the latest development in their journey together. "Hey, Kara, what's up?" he greeted, trying to contain his enthusiasm. "Hey, Asher, pack your bags. We're going to Venice," Kara said, her voice filled with a mix of excitement and urgency. Asher's heart skipped a beat. Venice? That was unexpected. "Venice? What's going on?" he asked, his mind racing with possibilities. "We got a big break. I've been chosen to do a documentary on Paveglia Island," Kara explained, her tone tinged with excitement. Paveglia Island. The name sent a shiver down Asher's spine. It seemed eerily familiar. He had come across Paveglia Island during a Google search for haunted places. The tales of plague victims, mad doctors, and restless spirits. And then, that same chill ran down his spine as he recalled his own unsettling dream, the one that had left him shaken and confused. "Are you there, Asher?" Kara's voice broke through his thoughts, bringing him back to the present. "Yeah, I'm here," he replied, his voice sounding distant, even to his own ears. "Paveglia Island, huh? That's unexpected." "I know, right? It's going to be incredible," Kara said, her excitement palpable, even over the phone. "Yeah, incredible," Asher echoed, his mind still reeling from the realization that his dream may have had something to do with this assignment. They met at their usual place, the Starbucks, next to the TV station, where they discussed the logistics of the project, outlining their plans for filming and research. Kara's enthusiasm is contagious, and Asher finds himself eagerly contributing ideas and suggestions for the documentary. "I know you've been wanting to do a documentary, but what made you choose Paveglia Island?" Asher inquired, curious about the connection between their destination, his dream, and the figure from his window that night. If he hadn't imagined it, that is. Kara's reply came with a note of excitement. "Well, it's actually quite fascinating. We received a request from one of our fans, a true aficionado of paranormal mysteries. They suggested Paveglia Island as a potential subject for our next documentary. And when the producers heard about it, they were immediately intrigued. The island's dark history and reputation for paranormal activity make it the perfect setting for our next project." Asher listened intently, his mind racing with a mixture of curiosity and trepidation. It seemed like more than just a coincidence. Perhaps there was a deeper significance to their journey to Paveglia Island than he had initially realized. As they finalized their arrangements, Asher can't shake the feeling that he was meant to go there. Either that, or something was warning him not to. But with Kara's contagious excitement and their shared passion for storytelling, he pushes aside any doubts and throws himself wholeheartedly into the project. 2 days later, with their bags packed and cameras in hand, Asher and Kara embark on their journey to Venice, ready to uncover the secrets of Paveglia Island and bring their documentary to life.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to Paveglia Island, where reality and nightmare intertwine, and death lurks around every corner. Among the remnants of a sinister past, survival becomes a bone-chilling challenge. Prepare yourself, for the stories that emerge from this haunted place are as terrifying as they are real. Did you know that Venice, the floating city, Pearl of the Adriatic, is home to one of Italy's most haunted locations? Nestled in the Venetian Lagoon, Paveglia Island comprises three small islands, each steeped in a murky past of chilling tales and ghostly whispers. The island is shrouded in mystery, where separating fact from fiction becomes a daunting task due to the abundance of suspicions and legends surrounding its history, especially its previous uses. Paveglia consists of three islands, two naturally formed, and one constructed to mimic Venice, using wooden pillars and layers of earth. One island is engulfed by dense vegetation. Another houses the main structures, while the smallest is an octagonal fortification, once a bastion against invaders before reaching Venice. Situated southwest of Lido di Venezia, Paveglia now lies abandoned, with only a few dilapidated buildings remaining. Its story dates back to the 7th century, when it thrived as a peaceful community, shielded from mainland invasions and taxes, fostering a contented populace. However, the Chioggia War in the 14th century forced its abandonment, leading to residents relocating to Venice's Giudecca Island, resuming utility in the 18th century as a storage facility for the Republic of Venice. Paveglia later fell under the jurisdiction of the Public Health Office in 1776, initially serving as a customs checkpoint, before becoming a plague control center. The island's ominous reputation solidified when in 1793, two plague-infected ships were quarantined there, cementing its role as a plague quarantine site. After the other islands, Lazzaretto Vecchio and Lazzaretto Nuovo, reached capacity, the plague wreaked havoc upon Venice on multiple occasions, with the first devastating outbreak occurring in 1348. In a city where half the population perished, survivors gained a grim understanding of the disease's transmission. Yet when the plague returned with renewed fury, claiming even the city's ruler, Venice was forced to take drastic measures. Initially, infected corpses were interred in separate burial sites beyond the city walls. But when these mass graves overflowed, the government resorted to exile, banishing the infected to Paveglia Island and its smaller counterparts, creating what became known as the Lazzaretto. Although not officially linked to Paveglia, Lazzaretto Vecchio served as the inaugural Lazzaretto. Conditions on the island were dire, with historians recounting a staggering death toll of at least 500 individuals daily, likening it to hell itself. Paveglia, designated as the city's dumping ground for the afflicted, witnessed large barges ferrying the dead to its shores, while anyone suspected of plague symptoms faced exile to the island. Tragically, 100,000 to 160,000 individuals were abandoned on Paveglia, enduring unspeakable suffering in the desolate landscape. Sanitation was non-existent, and victims were left to perish amidst squalor and neglect. The island soon earned the grim moniker of the Island of Death, as its shores became the final resting place for countless souls. The relentless onslaught of the plague forced Venetian authorities to resort to mass cremations to stem the contagion, leading to a chilling rumor that half of Paveglia's soil consists of human ash. While this claim remains unverified, archaeological excavations have unearthed the remains of 1,500 plague victims, with scientists suspecting that many more lie undiscovered beneath the island's surface. To this day, charred human bones continue to wash ashore, instilling fear in the hearts of local fishermen. The plague's resurgence in 1777 further solidified Paveglia's grim reputation, as the island became the sole checkpoint for ships bound for Venice, subjecting travelers to rigorous inspections and quarantine measures. Under Napoleon's rule, Paveglia served as a permanent isolation colony until the hospital's closure in 1814. Abandoned by the Venetian authorities in 1868, the island fell into disrepair, its haunting legacy echoing through the centuries. Even after the plague receded, Paveglia continued its duty as a quarantine station for ships bound for Venice. In the 20th century, the island took a darker turn, transforming into a psychiatric hospital, where patients endured unspeakable horrors. One spine-chilling tale involves the asylum's director, purportedly driven mad by the island's horrors, who met his demise by leaping from the clock tower. Yet according to local legend, it wasn't the fall that claimed his life, but a sinister fog that enveloped him. This doctor, infamous for his unconventional methods and rumored lobotomies, has become a staple in Paveglia's lore, featured in various stories and even popular media, like the Ghostbuster series. However, concrete evidence of his existence on the island, or any record of such a tragic end, remains elusive, though historical records do confirm the presence of an asylum. Another chilling legend whispers of the tormented souls within the psychiatric hospital, who purportedly witnessed the spectral echoes of the plague victims, further tormenting their already tortured minds. Yet these haunting tales, like many others surrounding Paveglia Island, linger in the realm of uncertainty, adding yet another layer of mystery to its enigmatic history. Amidst the labyrinth of stories lies an undeniable truth. Paveglia Island has been a stage for untold tragedies, where countless lives have met their end. Whether succumbing to the horrors of the plague, the tumult of Venetian and Napoleonic conflicts that swept through the region, or the anguish of confinement within the walls of the asylum, the island bears witness to the weight of human suffering across the ages. As you stand amidst the desolation, gazing upon the crumbling remnants of structures once bustling with life, the echoes of the past weigh heavy upon your soul. The ancient San Vitale Church, a testament to bygone eras, lies in ruins. Destroyed by the passage of Napoleon Bonaparte's forces, with only the solitary bell tower remaining, its chimes a haunting reminder of a lost legacy. Dating back to 1745, the clock adorning its facade stands frozen in time, a silent witness to the island's tumultuous history. For those seeking a glimpse of the island's past, the nearby village of Malamocco, on Lido di Venezia, holds the key, where the island's unique crucifix of stucco and chalk finds sanctuary within the ancient church's walls. Amidst the desolate landscape, remnants of the hospital, psychiatric ward, and prisons still stand, silent witnesses to the island's grim past. While Paveglia Island remains off-limits to casual visitors, special permission can be sought from the municipality for specific purposes such as filming, photography, or research endeavors. However, caution is advised, as the island's crumbling structures and overgrown vegetation make exploration a perilous endeavor. Paveglia Island continues to attract visitors and thrill seekers, eager for a brush with the supernatural. Legends of haunting spirits, especially those of the plague victims exiled to the island, persist, casting a chilling aura over its desolate landscape. Television programs have further popularized Paveglia's eerie reputation, with shows like Ghost Adventures and Scariest Places on Earth delving into its paranormal potential. Despite its sinister allure, the island beckons adventurers from around the globe, drawn by its dark mystique. In 2016, the island's forbidden allure led to a dramatic rescue operation when American tourists attempted a clandestine visit under the cover of night, prompting a daring intervention by firefighters who responded to their distress calls. With its terrifying history etched into every crumbling stone, it's no surprise that visiting Paveglia Island without government permission is strictly prohibited. Until the island finds a new purpose, it will remain a foreboding and haunted place, ensnaring the imaginations of all who dare to venture near its shores. As Asher and Kara's boat glided gracefully through the shimmering waters of the Venetian Lagoon, the iconic skyline of Venice rose breathtakingly before them. The city of 100 islands beckoned them with its maze of canals, ancient bridges, and beautiful architecture. From the deck of the boat, they drank in the sights and sounds of Venice, their excitement obvious as they took in the bustling activity of the city's waterfront. Gondolas glided gracefully along the canals, their gondoliers serenading passengers with sweet music that echoed through the narrow streets. As they disembarked onto the stone steps of Riva degli Schiavoni, the lively energy of Venice enveloped them, infusing every corner of the city with a sense of history and romance. The air was thick with a scent of salt water and seafood, mingling with the delicious aromas of baked bread and aromatic coffee. With their bags in hand, Asher and Kara made their way to their hotel, nestled in the heart of Venice's historic district. The sight of the hotel was a welcome sight. Despite the excitement that the city aroused, Asher found that the journey had exhausted him. With their room keys in hand, they made their way up a grand staircase to the upper floors of the hotel. Asher waited until Kara was safely in her room before heading across the hall to his own, after a promise to meet first thing in the morning. Asher was more than pleased with the welcoming room that was perfectly cozy, bathed in soft lamplight, complete with plush furnishings and a breathtaking view of the city below. For a fleeting moment, Asher found himself imagining what it would be like to stay in Venice indefinitely, to explore its winding canals and hidden treasures at leisure, without the specter of Paveglia Island looming on the horizon. But as quickly as the thought crossed his mind, he pushed it aside, reminding himself of the important task that lay ahead. With a sigh of resignation, Asher tore his gaze away from the window and turned back to the sanctuary of his room. "Well, I should get some rest while I can. Tomorrow we explore the mysteries of the abandoned, desolate, and supposedly haunted Paveglia Island." Even in the glow of the setting sun, he fought a shiver at his own words. With a shake of his head, Asher pushed aside his apprehension and climbed into bed, hoping that sleep would offer some respite from the looming specter of Paveglia Island. But respite did not greet him in his sleep. Instead, he was plagued by more nightmares. He tossed and turned restlessly, his mind tormented by vivid images of shadowy figures, echoing screams, and the smell of decayed flesh. Each time he closed his eyes, he found himself transported to the eerie depths of Paveglia Island, where darkness lurked. When morning finally dawned, he awoke with a start, his heart racing and his body drenched in sweat. It was a relief to open his eyes and find himself back in the safety of his hotel room. But the memories of his nightmares lingered, like a dark cloud overhead, casting a shadow over the day ahead. He still couldn't decide if the dreams were a premonition, a warning, or both. With a heavy sigh, Asher reluctantly rose from bed, stilling himself for the challenges that awaited him on Paveglia Island. He found himself waiting on Kara, as expected, who was running late as usual. However, rather than growing impatient, Asher took the opportunity to explore the nooks and crannies of the old hotel. Breakfast hadn't even crossed his mind until the concierge, a kindly gentleman with a twinkle in his eye, informed him that breakfast was served on the rooftop terrace. With a grateful nod, Asher made his way to the rooftop, ascending winding staircases and navigating hidden alcoves until he emerged into the open air. The rooftop terrace was a hidden gem, offering breathtaking views of Venice's iconic skyline and the shimmering waters of the lagoon below. The morning sun bathed everything in a warm golden light, casting shadows that danced across the ancient rooftops. As Asher settled into a cozy corner table, he couldn't help but marvel at the beauty of his surroundings. The aroma of freshly brewed coffee and warm croissants filled the air, mingling with the sound of distant church bells and the gentle rush of leaves in the breeze. Despite the weight of anticipation that hung over him like a cloud, Asher allowed himself to savor the moment, finding solace in the simple pleasures of a quiet morning in Venice. Solace he would appreciate even more if he knew what lay ahead. Kara found him on the rooftop, enjoying the last of a few sips of his coffee, and after she ordered him and herself a coffee to go, they gathered their documents for special authorization to access the island, and their equipment, and headed across Venice, where their rented boat waited to take them to Paveglia Island. The water was choppy, and the sky was dotted with dark clouds that threatened imminent rain showers, but hopefully no more. The wind had picked up even more by the time they docked the boat and unloaded their gear. Asher couldn't help but notice how the owner of the boat couldn't seem to get them off his boat fast enough and get away from the island. He had agreed to pick them up later, just before sunset. "That was a little odd, don't you think?" Asher commented to Kara. "Nah, the locals are a little superstitious, and this place spooks them. It makes it all the more ominous, don't you think?" she replied, almost excited by the boatman's fear. As they took a moment to survey their surroundings, Asher noted the eerie silence, broken only by the sound of the wind rustling through the crumbling ruins and the distant cry of seagulls overhead. The abandoned buildings loomed darkly before them, their weather-beaten facades bearing the scars of centuries of neglect. Moss and ivy crept up the walls, while bushes and weeds had overtaken the once lush lawns. Despite the desolation that surrounded them, Asher and Kara couldn't help but feel a sense of fascination with their surroundings. This was the setting of their documentary, the place where they would unravel the mysteries of Paveglia Island and uncover its dark secrets. With their cameras at the ready, they began to explore. Their first stop was the abandoned hospital, where countless souls had succumbed to the ravages of disease and despair. As they entered the dilapidated building, the air seemed to grow heavy with the weight of history, and Asher shivered involuntarily. Kara placed a reassuring hand on his shoulder, her eyes shining with determination as she urged him forward. Together, they set up their cameras and began to film, capturing every crumbling hallway and shadowy corner in meticulous detail. Thunder rumbled in the distance, making the eerie setting all the more ominous. Asher had his camera on his shoulder, filming Kara amongst the debris of the aged furnishings, with a crumbling wall as the backdrop, when he thought he saw someone standing in the background watching them. Dropping the camera to his hip, he yelled, "Who's there?" Kara jumped at his raised voice. "What are you yelling at?" "I saw someone watching," he answered, suddenly doubting himself. "We're the only ones on this island. Don't tell me this place is getting to you," Kara scoffed. "No," Asher shook his head, "but I am going to check it out, just to be safe." He had already laid the camera down and was making his way across the room. his footsteps echoing loudly in the silence. Kara watched him go, her brow furrowed with concern as she glanced around nervously. As Asher approached the spot where he thought he had seen the figure, he felt a chill run down his spine. The air seemed to grow colder, and the sense of being watched only intensified. He scanned the shadows, his heart pounding in his chest as he searched for any sign of movement. But the room remained still, the only sound the faint rustling of the wind outside. Asher hesitated, his hand reaching instinctively for the flashlight clipped to his belt. With a deep breath, he stilled himself and stepped forward, determined to investigate further. As he moved deeper into the shadows, Asher's senses were on high alert, every nerve tingling with anticipation. He knew he couldn't shake the feeling that they were not alone on the island, no matter how much Kara tried to reassure him. Suddenly, a noise from behind caused Asher to whirl around, his heart leaping into his throat. But it was only Kara, her expression a mix of concern and frustration as she approached. "What's going on?" she asked, her voice low with anxiety. "I could have swore I saw someone," Asher admitted, his voice barely above a whisper. "But I must have been mistaken." Kara sighed, shaking her head in exasperation. "Let's just finish up here and get out of this place," she said, her tone tinged with unease. "I don't like it here. Let's move on to the beach. They say bones still wash ashore there. I want to make sure we find some and get it on film." Asher nodded in agreement, but couldn't help feel a twinge of curiosity. "What are we going to do if you don't find any bones?" he asked, his curiosity piqued. Kara grinned mischievously and reached into the bag she had brought with her. "I have insurance," she said cryptically, pulling out a handful of what looked like bones. Asher's stomach churned at the sight, a wave of revulsion washing over him. "Where'd you get that?" he asked. Kara laughed. "Don't ask," she replied enigmatically, her smile widening. With a flick of her wrist, she tucked the bones back into her bag, her expression unreadable, as she turned and started towards the beach. As they made their way across the island, Asher couldn't shake the feeling of unease that settled in the pit of his stomach. It didn't feel like they were alone. It felt like there were eyes on them from every direction. As they approached the sandy beach, dark clouds loomed overhead, casting a shadow over the desolate landscape. The air was heavy with the promise of rain, and Asher felt the first droplets begin to sprinkle down on them, cool against his skin. Kara quickened her pace, her footsteps crunching in the sand as she scanned the shoreline for any sign of bones. Asher followed close behind, his camera held securely in his grip, as he kept a wary eye on the horizon. The rain intensified, transforming the sandy beach into a shimmering veil of silver as the droplets danced across the surface of the water. Asher felt a sense of unease creeping over him, a primal instinct warning him of impending danger. But Kara seemed undeterred, her determination unyielding as she pressed on, her eyes fixed on the shoreline ahead. And then, just as Asher was beginning to doubt their chances of success, Kara's sharp cry pierced the air. "Over there!" she exclaimed, pointing towards a dark shape, half buried in the sand. Asher followed her gaze, his heart quickening, as he realized what she had found. As they drew closer, Asher's breath caught in his throat. There, protruding from the wet sand, were the unmistakable shapes of bones, bleached white by the elements, but unmistakably human. "Did you put those there?" he asked Kara. "No, I didn't. Mine are still in my bag." Without hesitation, they set to work, positioning the cameras to capture every detail. Asher remained silent through it all, in disbelief. This was the moment they had been waiting for, the culmination of their journey to Paveglia Island. As they began filming, But as the rain fell harder and the wind whipped around them, Asher couldn't shake the feeling that they were not alone on the beach. And as he scanned the horizon, his eyes wide with apprehension, he couldn't help but wonder what other secrets lay hidden beneath the surface of this cursed island. As the rain intensified, transforming from a gentle sprinkle into a torrential downpour, Asher and Kara dashed for cover, seeking refuge beneath the crumbling remains of an old stone structure on the beach. The wind howled around them, whipping their clothes and plastering their hair to their faces as they huddled together, seeking shelter from the storm. Kara fumbled for her phone, her fingers trembling with cold and anxiety, as she attempted to call for help. But no matter how many times she tried, the call refused to go through, the signal lost amidst the chaos of the storm. Frantically, she tried again and again, her voice rising in desperation as she pleaded with the phone to connect. But each time she was met with nothing but silence, the only response the relentless pounding of rain on the roof above them. As they waited out the storm, the air grew thick with tension, a palpable sense of dread settling over them like a suffocating shroud. The sound of rain pounding against the dilapidated structure echoed ominously in their ears, drowning out any hope of escape as they huddled together in the darkness. But then, as if from nowhere, they began to sense movement in the soil beneath their feet. A low, guttural moaning filled the air, sending shivers down their spines as bony hands began to claw their way out of the earth, their skeletal fingers grasping desperately for purchase. Asher and Kara watched in horror as dark shadow figures emerged from the walls and doors surrounding them, their twisted forms contorted with agony as they shuffled forward with unnatural grace. The stench of decay hung heavy in the air, mingling with the metallic tang of fear as the creatures closed in on them, their eyes empty voids of endless darkness. Paveglia Island had fed for centuries on the souls of the damned, its hunger insatiable, and its thirst for blood unquenchable. And now, as Asher and Kara cowered in terror, they realized the true nature of their predicament. The island had lured them there, drawn them into its web of darkness with promises of discovery and adventure. But now, as the specters of the past rose from the depths of the earth to claim their souls, they understood the terrible truth. They weren't alone on Paveglia Island. They were its prey, its sacrificial lambs, offered up to satisfy its unending hunger for human flesh. With a collective scream of terror, Asher and Kara turned to flee, their footsteps echoing through the darkness as they raced blindly towards the only hope of escape. But as they ran, they knew that there was no escaping the clutches of Paveglia Island, no evading the fate that awaited them in its dark and shadowy depths. For once the island had tasted blood, it would never be satisfied until it consumed their very souls. Thank you for joining us on our journey to Paveglia Island. Tune in next week as we discuss another terrorific location. I'm Carmen Carrion. Remember, you can send me suggestions and stories of haunted places to my email, carmencarrion@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter @CarmenCarrion. Go to eeriecast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Freaky Folklore, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. Until next time, be safe out there. Until I see you at our next destination.